This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. When Mexico is in the headlines these days, the news is almost always grim. If it's not drug violence and political chaos there, it's our own overheated debate on immigration up here. But my guests today want us to see a different side of Mexico, particularly of their hometown, Tijuana. Ramon Amezcua and Pepe Mote are the leaders of a group called the Nortec Collective. They make fantastic dance music that mixes Mexican folk with electronica, a fusion that really reflects the hybrid culture of Tijuana. Ramon and Pepe perform under the stage names Bostich and Fusible, and they have just released their second album. I spoke with them last year in Los Angeles. Bostich, Fusible, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, first of all, explain to me and the listeners what those names mean. How did you come up with them?
Okay, yeah. I took the name Bostich from one of the Swedish bands called Yellow. From the 80s.
I think it's Switzerland.
Swiss.
I didn't, I mean, for my name, I just took like less than a minute to choose it. It's only like an electronic component. It's a fuse in Spanish.
Fusible.
Yeah, Fusible.
Gotcha. That makes sense. So the cultural life of Tijuana, here in Southern California, people have a sense of it. But what is it like beyond the radio stations and things and television that people see in here?
I mean, the culture there has been changing like every 5 or 6 years. It's changing completely. 40 years ago, it was a town like 50,000 people. Then in the 80s, there were like 200,000 people. And now we are 3 million. Most of the people is not from Tijuana.
It's people who've come elsewhere in Mexico,
yeah,
north?
Elsewhere from there. So like music is changing as well, too. For example, like in the 60s, the major influence there was like all this American music, mainly like Herb Albert was like kind of the main sound
Herb
of
Albert.
Tijuana. Yeah,
yeah,
Herb Albert. So he used to go there and play a lot, and most of the sound of Tijuana sounded like that.
Really? So Tijuana like, Taxi and all those Herb Albert songs were for real.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
We were very lucky to born in Tijuana because in the 80s or even the 70s, most of the antennas from the radio stations from San Diego and LA, they put the antennas in Tijuana. So we listened to a lot of programs that put music from Europe. Kraftwerk, I remember I remember in the late 70s, Autobahn. From Kraftwerk, they put Vangelis, they put Jarre, Jan Michael Jarre in the radio stations. And the most important thing was they put a club called Iguanas. And that club, a lot of bands from the early 80s, like Trouble in Gristle.
Everybody between
Nirvana,
87 through 93, everybody that were playing in LA played in that club. I remember I was eating tacos with Bjork in Tijuana. Mm-hmm. You know, like in 80, 88.
That's a globalizing moment. You and Bjork in Tijuana. Yeah.
And after they play, I mean, they have the bar there and everybody was there. And you can talk with all these artists over there.
Ramones, Debo, a lot of bands play there.
The Fix. Nirvana, it was playing in Tijuana for 200 people.
Boy, I feel like I missed a great scene and a great moment. Who knew? Yeah. It's as though you're living in the same cultural place, even though there is this national border running between you.
Yeah, yeah, it was like that. But then, like now, I mean, after the September 11, things getting really, really bad there. It was more harder to cross the border, like even from the U.S. to Mexico and back and forth was more harder.
And you guys have a studio in California, yeah?
Yes.
So that, as it's become more difficult to pass back and forth, has that made your professional lives?
But Bostich lives here, and I live in Tijuana. And I have my studio there, and Ramon has their studio here. So, but yeah, it wasn't difficult because, I mean, now with the internet, we just can, you know, back and forth pieces. But Ramon, he used to go a lot to my studio and to other studios to work with the, you know, acoustic musicians.
But so you're like a little microcosm of NAFTA, just, you know, by yourselves practically. Now most of your songs are instrumental or have little bits of vocals in them, which is maybe one reason I like your music so much. Nice. Because I can listen to it as I write, which I can't do when there are lots of vocals. You've said that they're very much about the experience of living in Tijuana. Tell me about your song Wanted, which with this refrain, "We are America's most wanted."
Okay, that song, in fact, has to do with what we just talked right now about September 11. I mean, before, I used to DJ on this avenue called Revolution Street. It was like every weekend you have there like 30,000 people on that street because you have like so many clubs, too many music, a lot of bands and stuff like that. But now it's abandoned. It's like everyone that crossed the border, even if you're American or not American, Mexican, whatever, you were treated like a terrorist. And it was very funny when you cross, you see all these like flyers like America, this is the America's most wanted, and then another picture from someone, mainly like drug dealers and stuff like that, and or terrorists. But it's too many pictures. At a certain point, I remember I was crossing the border and it was like 300 faces there. And I went, oh man, you're not gonna recognize like all these 300, you know, faces.
You've said that you used to reject traditional Mexican music at a certain point. When did you change your mind and why?
At the beginning, when I started experimented with these sounds, I was doing drum and bass. So when Pepe gave me the sounds of the norteño and tambora and trying to do a track from drum and bass, that's how I starting to get in love with the sound.
Yeah, the thing is like because we grew up listening to a lot of this influence from the U.S. and Europe. So the folk music like tambora and norteño, it was like more our parents listened to that. But I was on a wedding of my sister, and she put like a norteño band like all night, and I was like so pissed off, like I have to. And I was sitting at the side of that band, and I was listening to all these drums over there, and then I was like, wait a moment, I mean that sounds really cool. So what I do, it was a period of doing research, and I was going to all these bars, really norteño bars, on Tijuana near the Revolution, where all the nudie bars and all stuff like going
all
on.
All the old-fashioned traditional Tijuana
exactly.
stuff. Yeah.
So then I found out there was a studio there that all these local bands, they used to record their demos. So when I got that, then I first approach was with Ramon. I told him, you know, I got all these tons of sounds. I mean, let's start to doing that music. And then Ramon is like, he didn't believe me first. He's like, I mean, you're crazy. I mean, like, what, norteño? I mean, you never like norteño. What you were doing with that? And I like told Ramon, you know, you have to listen to separate everything.
You work with these norteño musicians. Do you hang out with them? Are you part of their scene, or is that totally separate?
Most of the musicians that are involved in the Tijuana Sound Machine, the recording, they tour with us.
Uh-huh. But they are true norteños.
They are true norteño musicians. They play with norteño bands in Tijuana.
For example, the accordionist, he used to have like a really famous norteño band. He's like Jimi Hendrix on the accordion. He's like a really hot, really, you know, expensive leather, you know, pants, jacket. And he was so very famous. He played like for thousands of people.
What's his name?
He's Juan Tellez. And he used to have a norteño band called La Tradición del Norte. And he was very famous. But then something, you know, label thing, and they freeze them and... So very sad. So he ended up working on a construction here in the U.S. But then when I invited, he started to tell me that he felt funny to play with us because he's not their audience, because he knew that he's going to play in front of electronic people, and he too that maybe the people is going to laugh at him.
How interesting.
Yeah, it's totally a different
world. So there's this
world.
Kind of class divide, culture divide, and you're to some degree bridging that.
Yeah, and now it's really funny because, like, for example, he listens to a lot of norteño. When we are on tour, he's with the headphones listening to norteño. But for example, last year we went to Germany and we went to this now new club that is like all this German music is happening now there. It's called Panorama Bar. And then our accordion is like, yeah, I want to go too. You know, like, yeah, let's go. You know, like when he was inside, he was like, oh, I like those basses and I like those beats. And for him, it's really new, the electronica. But now people are starting to recognize them. You know, like when they saw Juan Tellez, they know about the accordionist. You know, now he has their own fans.
Or it's like the Rolling Stones introduced Muddy Waters to the world. He's your Muddy Waters, I guess. Pepe Ramon, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For coming in. Ramon and Pepe, Bostich and Fusible's newest album is called Boulevard 2000, and it's available this week.